A very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Monday, the 13th of September. Bashmore is back for another one of these audio boo things with you. I feel like I've neglected you for too long, you know. Only done two. Teased you with it. Now I'm back on Monday, or Interpol Day. Happy Interpol Day! That's not the fact that I'm helping out the European Secret Service Agency. It's, of course, the release day of the new Interpol album, which is all very exciting if you like your slightly Joy Division-esque copying music. If you don't, then you're probably more interested in the actual Secret Service. So, a few ruminations about what's been banging around in my head these past couple of days. Well, first of all, something that's confusing me, and it kind of always twists my melon, is, you know, you're walking along down some road somewhere, you know, a load of parked cars, but then, you know, dry car, then one car just in between all of them has just covered in water, just bits of water all over it. Like, really localised raining. I don't really get what's gone on there. You know, just kind of twist my melon. I know, probably shouldn't really, and there's no reason why I would twist my melon. But that's just how I kind of work. It's just kind of like, well, how is that car wet? How are these other cars dry? What's going on? Also, things that have intrigued me today, at work, a successful day, I believe, because today was the discovery of secret toilet. You always want a secret toilet whenever you're at a job, you know, the kind of the toilet that's slightly away from everybody else and it's not often used. It's kind of like when you go to a festival and you try and find the toilet that's not had, looks like someone's bowels have exploded all inside it. But no, this today I found the secret toilet, and it looks like it's going to be ideal number two toilet, you know, kind of hidden away from everyone. I won't say where, in case you weren't there and you're trying to find out which one it is. Also, today, well, I live near a big common, and it has kind of various events on it. And the events are great that it has on. Coming up soon, at the Common, you can take part in Fun Dog Show. Now, I've got no idea what Fun Dog Show is, but it intrigues me. I mean, is it for people that are fun and like to bring their dogs along and just meet each other? Or is it just for fun dogs? Now, I mean, obviously that's quite a sliding scale. Is it dogs that are just quite ugly or look a bit pathetic, or little Dachshunds, that kind of fun dogs? Or dogs that have been dressed up in kind of clothes to make them look like humans, that kind of fun dogs? So what's going on there? And this is just obviously one of a series of events that go on in the Common, that the big soup event, which was on recently, which I don't know if that involves all the residents of Balham all pitching in together to try and create the biggest soup. Kind of like what happened in Palestine with that kind of create the world's biggest hummus thing again. Obviously, in Balham, the Ocado botherers were probably aiming something more, I don't know, some middle-class soup, probably involving lentils and lots of saffron. I mean, they probably have loads of saffron kicking around because they're quite well-off families, and whereas us poor mortals, we get a sliver every couple of years. And then also Brandon Flowers' new album. Obviously I've got no idea if it's any good. I mean, it's Brandon Flowers, so I doubt it. But have you seen his album cover that's on like posters and advertising it? It's crazy, like, you look at him looking all suave in what's, I'd imagine, supposed to be some Las Vegas kind of hotel, but he looks like Peter Andre, and I couldn't quite understand why everyone suddenly got nuts and promoting a Peter Andre album. He looks orange in it, you know, really fake tanned, kind of cheesy kind of advertisement, so that's kind of how cool and the new kind of style that Brandon Flowers is going for. Peter Andre, very cool, Insania and all that. And then finally, the low point of the past couple of days has been when I thought that Belgium was quite far north of England. My geography is a bit piss poor at the best of times, but I mean, and obviously, in my defence, who really knows where Belgium is or what it's for? But I was convinced that from England, you go across onto the coast, from Dover, and you keep on having to go up for Belgium. Bit of a shock when I found